to today's episode of The Property Pod. My name's Libby, and today I'm joined by Anna and Michelle. Welcome to the podcast, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And today we're going to discuss their experience at Atwells as trainee solicitors. So welcome to the podcast. What inspired you guys to go into a career in the legal sector?
So I think for me, what inspired me is thinking about what I might be good at. And I thought about kind of my different skill set. I really enjoy talking to people, communicating and helping people. So I thought when it comes to studying law, it would be something that I'm good at and hopefully will be in the future as well. So I think just the idea of kind of really helping people is what inspires me and making a difference to people.
Oh, great. And what about you?
Well, I found the subject area interesting. I also felt it matched my personal skill sets. I like the fact that there's a variety of different areas you can specialise into. And it's also nice to be able to help people and make a difference and work towards solving problems for them.
Yeah, sure. And what did you guys find challenging about securing a training contract?
I feel like the process to get a training contract is quite a challenging thing. Just kind of the amount of applicants and the quality of applicants for training contracts are really good. It's a very competitive industry and quite difficult to get into. So I think the most challenging thing is probably just maybe worrying about other people and thinking, oh, what do they have that I might not have? But it's really important to kind of block that out and think about yourself and kind of what you're good at. And I think the interview process for training contracts can be quite difficult as well. So that was probably one of the main challenges for me, kind of when you're put on the spot, asking questions under pressure, answering questions under pressure, it can be quite difficult. So I think that was probably the most challenging thing for me.
And what's a typical day in the Atwells office like?
So a typical day in the office for us as trainees is mainly helping our colleagues. So this might be with like admin work, paperwork, maybe answering phone calls from clients and trying to help them with their problem if possible, or taking a message to give to one of the fee earners. So I'd say it's mainly kind of assisting fee earners is the main thing that we do. It's a very friendly environment. Everyone's there to answer your questions. And I'd say a typical day also involves lots of cups of tea as well. Everyone's making cups of tea around the office, so it's a good environment to be in.
Oh, good. And what seat are you currently in, and what are your guys' responsibilities?
So currently we're doing the residential property department seat. Some of our responsibilities in that seat include telephoning clients, emailing them, updating them as to the progress of their case, reviewing documentation such as contract packs, leasehold packs, title registers, and then also reporting to the client on the documentation we've reviewed. We also sometimes need to contact local authorities to request planning permission documents, Section 38 agreements. So we're liaising with a lot of different departments on a day-to-day basis.
It's a lot of different jobs. What's your favourite part about being a trainee, do you think?
Difficult one. I think there's lots of good parts of being a trainee. Basically, we get to experience so many different areas of law. We'll eventually move around the firm after our seat in conveyancing. So I think that is the best thing that you have as a trainee. You have that opportunity to experience these different departments that you won't, you know, when you're fully qualified. And we've got, you know, lots of colleagues that are very experienced and good at what they do, who are always there to answer questions. So it's good to really learn from people who have a lot of experience and expertise in that area.
Yeah, for sure. And what advice would you give to prospective trainee solicitors?
I think the advice I would give is definitely to research the firm you're interested in applying to. Try to go to their career events, networking events to try and understand more about the law firm. Try to research as much as you can. Maybe try an internship there to see if it's the right fit for you, if you enjoy working there. I also think maybe highlight something on your CV or cover letter that makes you stand out from the crowd. So it could be a special skill you may have learnt, or a language, or an award you may have won, because it's such a competitive process. It's good to find something that makes you stand out. And I think above all, if you feel that this is the career choice for you, definitely be persistent, because it will pay off eventually.
Okay, great.
I would second that as well and say keep persevering despite any rejection, because you naturally in life you do face rejection. I think it's really important to push through that and not let that put you down, because when you've put a lot of effort into an application for you to be rejected, it's not nice. But I think just keep pushing, keep finding those firms, like Michelle says, that you've researched and that you like and that align with your values. I think it's really, really important to find a firm that aligns with you and kind of a match for you as much as you are for them. I think that's really important to think about.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, that's great. Well, thanks so much for coming on today. It's been great to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And for all you guys at home, if you did enjoy this episode, please don't forget to like, share and subscribe, and we'll see you next week.